You're recording?
I'm recording now.
How exciting.
Is that okay?
So, yes, of course.
We caught up like a week ago or so. I was interested, like, you know, we sort of did a bit of an interview then, and how much of that do you remember? Do you remember that now?
I have a clear recollection of you coming over and us having a chit-chat about things and me explaining my short-term memory difficulties. I remember just telling a few things, yeah. I can remember it, not in detail, but pretty well, for me.
What do you think that is? Like, do you think you remember
that's
better?
That's long-term memory.
That's long now.
It goes into my long-term memory, yeah, so it's safe in my long-term memory, that's fine. Not affected from the head injury. My short-term memory, what happened 6 seconds ago, that's dodgy. I'll meet someone who I've met a week or two before and not have any recollection of the meeting. And they'll understand, luckily, because I've explained to them the full detail in our original meeting. They understand that I'm a man with very little short-term memory and reason why and everything else, so that usually very pleasant here in the country. I mean, everyone's very pleasant with me and understand, like, okay, Chris, you're not going to remember me, but I'm Bill Smiggins and we met blah, 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 whatever. And they explain the whole situation. Usually it knocks a few recollections in my head and then we have a relationship basis to work with. So that's the answer or not? I forget what your question was.
That was perfect.
I was 23 back in 93. I was professionally an actor. I just got a part on this children's television show on the ABC called The Ferrells. Went away to celebrate for the weekend. On that weekend of celebration, I rode Heidi's brother's motocross scramble bike. Doing a few wheelies, and of course I wasn't wearing a helmet because I was cool. And did a jump and landed on my head, and then had a year in hospital with brain damage, a few months in a coma. I was wheelchair for the first 8 months of my new life, like in a pram again. I was a baby, tube in my throat and all my willy and really nasty. And I was completely vegetable really for many, many months. Every single step I make, I'm concentrating on still, now. It took me a long time to learn how to sort of walk. I'm still only 95%. And I forget your question again. Where are we?
No, that was good. That was great. Well, last time when we met, you were saying, like, you could easily still be in a wheelchair. Like, it's kind of a level of determination.
I don't expect this chapter to walk again. But I had a very strong heart and a very strong inside power, and it was very important for me to get back and be, again, a fit young man, which was hard to deal with initially. But now, many years later, I'm fine. I'm happy to be a house husband. And mummy wears the trousers. She's a podiatrist. And I'm a house husband at home, walking dogs and mowing lawns and cleaning, cooking, and all those things. Possibly not as much as I should, but I try.
So on a practical level, I mean, how do you remember you've fed the dogs, or how do you remember there's a lot to do in managing a house.
Most of it's long-term memory. I mean, the feeding of the dogs and the walking of the dogs, it's all just, I've built it into my life. It's what I do. But it's just, Mummy knows if she tells me to get a few things from town in the day when she's working and I'm at home, and she knows there's a good chance I might not remember them all. Quite often I don't remember them all. But Mummy, my wife, realises that, knows that it's part and parcel of marrying a chap with a head injury. And it's hectic. But we all deal with it very well. And all very happy and free with my madness.
And what about systems? So, you know, do you have like a notepad you carry around?
I often advise notepad would be a good idea. Everybody's, no one can believe I don't walk around with a notepad, but I really should.
I'm interested in that whole experience of living in the moment. Is that a scary place or is it a freeing place? Or what does it feel like when you can't remember so recently?
It just is the way it is. And I'm very much in the moment properly. I mean, a lot of thousands and millions of people crave to be in the moment. And I really am in the moment because I've got no choice, because I can't remember what happened 2 minutes ago. So it's got to be now, now, now. And it is all now. And I enjoy it. And I'm good with it. I'm a happy, sort of friendly geezer. And cause no dramas, no fuss. Just peace, love, and joy, and humour and poetry, really.
When we're talking, like, there is this amount where you just have to trust, you're just trusting me, right? you must just trust people a lot.
I do. Yes, I do live in a lot of trust. I have no choice because, I mean, luckily people know that I'm not remember seldom a bit of what happened.
So it's kind of like guilt and resentment just almost don't exist, right?
No, exactly. I've got no time for negative sort of energies like that. No reason to have anything like that in my life. No need, and doesn't do anybody else any good, so I don't bother remembering these things. Something annoys me, just like move on.
And do you think, I mean, were you a little bit like that before anyway? Do you think like a little bit kind of able to brush stuff off, or is that something that's just come since the accident?
I think I unfortunately don't remember from before what I was like at all. I can't, I mean, I hear that I was a lovely, happy, fun, loving, friendly guy. I believe that must be true because I still am those sort of things as well. But just not with a memory, which just makes it harder.
Yeah.
When you try and be a nice chap without a memory to remember things that have been an important part of building any sort of relationship or friendship, and then when they don't get remembered, it's just frustrating for all concerned. But it's just part of the whole big picture of if you're friends with a head injured person, that's what you got to be aware of.
I mean, you know, your brain is a muscle, right? And the more you work it, the better it gets.
Yes, it is. I mean, it is improving. I mean, it's still a bit chaotic. Just when you least expect it, it's like there, bang. I've forgotten, sorry. And it's frustrating, and it's but I'm doing well. I mean, they said I'll probably be wheelchair for the rest of my life and everything else. So I mean, that was very important originally to get up on my feet and start running and swimming and everything else again. And writing poetry, of course, has helped my creative side. Because I damaged the right-hand side of my brain, which affects the left-hand side of my person, my female side, in charge of coordination, creativity, and what have you. So creativity I started working with, I started writing poetry. Believe this, my friends, you may well not. Fell off a motorbike and brain damage I got. The spirits above thought the time was nigh, for me to be in a coma and to almost die. Thanks to them in the skies, I see it now, a blessing in disguise. As now I fly, just like a dove, and give the world much peace and love. I now love life and without much good. It comes back to me karmically, as it should. Pray, live, enjoy, it works for me. I know the score, what is to be will be. I tell Chris often, success is mine, this confirmation is very fine. Success is mine, how very fine. Peace.
Bellingen is, it's kind of an interesting town, right? It's quite arty and a bit quirky, and people are just who they want to be. You know, there's no hiding who you are when you live in a town this size. Mm. Do you think that helps you? Do you think that helps you just to relax and be who you are?
I live like a king here in my own palace here in this lovely little country town. No one bothers me, no one hassles me out, and it's great. I can just be me, and there's lots of interesting walks of life around in Bellingen, so I'm not too off the wall here. In Bondi I was particularly off the wall, but it didn't matter because I'm a very off the wall character anyway. I mean, love dancing and everything else, and doesn't get much further than that. I mean, the dance floor is my most pressured, loved place in the world. The dance floor, love to get down. I forgot the question again.
That's fine.